But I wouldn't know what else you can get or what pay.
Oh, well, I haven't gone as far as that because I
Then I should know just what is available.
I was gonna have to sit one afternoon and go through it all.
Yes, well, if
I
you're
think
on one.
the dishwasher
I think
is,
it
by
was
the way.
when John was
Fiddling
playing with
around.
it, I noticed
Is it sit there?
and
Prize number one.
and his winning numbers.
And his winning numbers, but it wasn't ours, was it?
I don't know what mine are, to tell you the truth.
Well, he'd have to have yours glued to the side of the television so when Ernie's numbers comes up you can
Well, they're supposed to let you know, aren't they, if you win.
They are supposed to
Yeah.
let you know. I'm sure they will let you know.
Cos when he first started I used to check in the Sunday paper every day, but I don't know, it's a waste of time. They've got the address, they're supposed to let you know when
Yeah.
you come up. I have a niece who she had quite a few. She's won several times. It's a case of Coles, taking Coles to Newcastle, you know.
Yeah.
It would be quite nice to come up on Sunday. But you get quite a lot of these. I suppose they're trying to promote what they're selling. You have been picked out of Nottingham
Yeah.
to have these four numbers, a chance to win about 20,000. I keep sending them back, but I haven't got the 20,000 yet. Ah, I did win. It was before Tasha and John got married. It was one of these catalogues that came through, you see. Anyway, I sent the thing back and I got the catalogue and they wanted some things out and you got £25 off whatever you ordered, the first order, so it worked all right. But I did win something out of that draw. 25p. They sent me a cheque for 25p. And I was going to tear it up. I thought, well no, I might as well put it in the bank. 25p. So I waited till I'd got a bit more money to put in and sort of hid amongst all these others. Yeah, 25p I went on that one. What have you got your nose there for? But talk about a hassle. Well, they picked for the present that you claim, a deep fryer. And I think it was in March time. And by July, it still hadn't come in spite of ringing up, writing and everything else.
Really?
And then they informed me that it was out of stock. So I wrote them rather a polite letter saying that it took them a long time to realize it was out of stock when it had been ordered in March. And I thought their communicative system in their office was non-existent. Anyway, they said what else would they like, and they had a set of luggage. Well, it's only this nylon stuff, but it was very useful for them to take away with them. It did a bit of good, but I've put in this letter. I shall no longer order. I shall. What was it? I shall be very wary of having any contact with your firm again. They're still pestering me, sending me letters, and we haven't heard from you recently. What would you like from the catalogue, sort of person? I only had this catalogue for their benefit. Because I paid for it. Well, they think an electric drill. It was in the 60s. So with the £25 off, it brought it down a bit. And I paid for it with one cheque, so I wasn't having it on the weekly or anything. So it worked out all right. I think Vicky gave some a bit towards it. But I thought if that's how they run a business, so then when they moved house, I realised they were using an ordinary saucepan to do their chips in. And I had visions of the pot boiling over because it's gas. So I bought them one, a very nice deep fryer as a housewarming present. Came in very useful because there were quite a while before the gas was connected. You've only got, if you put chips in a basket in a chip pan, if it, the fat boils up, you can at least lift the chips out straight away, but if you're putting them straight into the fat, there's no hope of stopping it coming over.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of this fire hazard. I thought, I can't live with that any longer, the thought of them using a saucepan. Because they hadn't seen any danger to it, I suppose. Then John's, he tries all sorts of things out, donuts and things like that, and it's a thermostatically controlled
Yeah.
one, so he knows what the temperature's going to be, and I think he's quite enjoying experimenting with it. Got quite a nice, it's not a large house, but it's a good size lounge and dining room and kitchen. The bathroom is downstairs, but there are three bedrooms, so it's quite a decent size for them. But the base of the bed is still in the dining room, they can't get it up the stairs. Although it folds up, it's standing like this in the dining room. The cat likes it there, goes and sits on the top of it. You're not cooking, are you? Vicky? Did you have a dog come?
Sounds like so what
She gets in that kitchen,
sounds like
Vicky!
Hello?
You're not cooking, are you?
I can't hear with the washer.
You're not cooking, are you?
No.
Oh, what are you busy doing?
I've just washed the wine glasses out.
Oh, well, I would have come and done those.
It's only
Amazing.
four.
Doesn't now.
Oh, right. Being lazy. I had such a lazy week. Christmas week. I went down to Northamptonshire to my son's. All I did was wash up the week. Didn't do anything else. Talk about being lazy. They wouldn't let me do a thing. Never went out till Friday because it was, they went walking, but it was so windy because they're here and the garden's sort of down to a field, and then it's all fields and fields and fields, and the wind just comes across. never spend such a lazy week.
Were you here at Christmas?
No.
You were down there?
Went on Saturday. They came up to view Heidi's riding display, and I went back with them. And Vicky and Malcolm diverted from Barford on the Sunday, where they'd been for lunch, and picked me up Sunday afternoon, the sort of following weekend. First time I haven't spent Christmas with Vicky, I think since we're married. We went to the theatre in London on the Friday night. I have what's called the Players Theatre. I don't know whether you've heard of it at all. They belong, the members of it. It's only the ground floor, really. And it is set out with a bar at the back and refreshments, like the old music halls used to be, with every so often, every few seats, there is a table, so that it's a thing to have your drink and refreshment to have at the table. Before the proceedings, you drink the health to Queen Victoria.
Oh, yes.
And it's an old-fashioned music hall, more often than not. Well, when we went, it was a pantomime, but the first part of the evening was a music hall type of entertainment. Then it was a pantomime, Beauty and the Beast, but they'd keep us near to the original script as they can always, when it was written in 1814 or something. It's quite entertaining. You sing chorus, they give you a song sheet and you sing them. It's very expensive for what it is. I mean, it's £15 a ticket. But if you are a member, of course you're getting reduced.
Yeah.
But you've got to, Terence said, it's so dear to be a member, you have got to keep going to get your money back. But it's a nice homely. It's all been refurbished in the last year. And they've made a very nice restaurant on the top floor. Only a very small one, but it's very nice food. Came out, we went a bit round London to see the sights, but decorations. But where we went, I didn't think anything to them at all this year. Because we didn't finish till about or half past 10. If not later, so we were late getting home. But they pop down to London as though he's down into town. Quite near the motorway, so it's useful.
Yes, well, I've often said, Northampton's about the right distance.
Yes.
You can't. It's within striking distance,
yes.
isn't it? Yeah.
Through when you've got there.
Yeah.
Has she moved places?
Well, her mum's knee wasn't there,
oh.
so she thought she might as well sit on
her
a grand's
mum's knee will be back.
On a grand's knee.
Her mum's knee will be back. Oh. You want me somebody else's knee? Don't want it there, do you, Lucy?
I'm running again. I think you must have a bit of cold in it or something. Have you still got a hair in from your
haircut?
This
weather's enough to give anybody a cold eye, isn't it?
Well, we set out with the good intention of taking her along walk this morning, but we changed our mind, didn't we?
Didn't you get any good, did we?
Oh, it's so damp and
miserable.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was very cold, but it was very nice and
yes.
dry, wasn't it?
Yes, I wore from where was it, Lanmere Lane?
Walked from because she asked last night. I was supposed to be taking Jenny, and then when Faye came, she asked me if I'd take Faye as well today. So, looks as though Charlotte's mum did everybody to come.
Well, it's an awkward time to ask people to go and fetch them when they're preparing dinner, isn't it?
Perhaps people don't have a Sunday dinner as they used to. I don't think it is a traditional.
No, I don't think it is.
Why do you when you go to our morning services?
Exactly.
Well, we always used to have what I call a traditional Sunday dinner.
Yeah, that's what you did. Father used to like that.
But, well, sometimes we still do, but sometimes we have something else instead, don't we?
Totally different, yes. Yeah. Like
a change. Yeah, a change. But I think there are a lot of people that don't have a Sunday dinner, whatever form. A lot of children that just have, well, I think they must just live on snacks. They just, it's just something easy, beans on toast, open a pack of this, tin of that, or a takeaway, or
pizza. We went to church last Sunday, didn't we? Well, it's the first time I've been.
This year?
Well, you're right, yes, it would be this year. But I didn't go much at the end of last year, did I?
No, well, you were away.
I was away, then I had that awful cough. First thing in the morning. And quite honest, I lost interest in going.
Last Sunday it seemed to be going
quite nicely to start with.
I can't think what it was.
It was Carol.
ASB Communion, yes.
Carol, she would have been very interesting, but she was very hard to hear. Carol. Well, now she said it was very good, didn't it? But he was sitting underneath her.
Yeah, but we'd got Leo. Side of us. So he was.
Do you know the rooms that do Christian tents?
No, no of them.
Yeah, what's her name? Sandra?
Sandra. Sandra.
I think it's his name.
Sandra. Oh, you couldn't hear anything, could you?
He was chattering away. Dad was replying to him. He was up and down the steps, shuffling on the carpet.
They were having this go, you know, one hand on top of the other, so it was clapping and
But as we were saying, talking to Janet afterwards, there was another little one down at the side. Mum was getting a bit irate with him. But you see, they don't take anything for the children to do. I mean, you can't expect them to be quiet. Just sit and do nothing all that time.
That's right.
It didn't finish till 5 to 12, did it, last Sunday?
Well, that's early. I should have thought it
was. Was it after that?
No, I thought it was, yes. It might have been.
Well, you can't expect them to just sit. I mean, fair enough, you can't expect them to be quiet. But I think the parents should take something for them to do. I mean, we used to take colouring books and books for the children to look at and whatever, so there was something to keep them occupied and you know, have a bag, and as soon as I got fed up with that, right, you'd get something else out, take their interest. And
well, Peter did remark to this lady, didn't she, whose child was making a Dickens of a
noise, that the creche was in the hall,
yes,
or something, and she did actually take him out.
Does
at
she
one
look?
time. She looked absolute daggered when she took him out, didn't she? And she came in.
Yes, and
he'd got a car.
That he'd got out of the crash, I think. Because he hadn't got it when he went out.
No, and of course course he was running that along the seat.
And dropping it.
And dropping it off the seat and whatever.
But Leo hadn't got anything, but it certainly made enough noise. Oh, okay. So what with Carol's soft voice and that, we didn't get a lot of... And it seemed as though it was like that several times away the last year, and I really got a bit cheesed off.
Oh, yes, I was going to say, we suddenly had a chorus, didn't we?
Oh, yes, don't we? Oh, well, we've got
there are quite a few children in here. Let's have some choruses. I don't like that. You're all in the mood and all flowing along this line, and then all of a sudden it's... Yes, that's right. It was before...
Communion, yes.
We'd had the collection, and then it was all the choruses, and then it was all, where were we? And we'd forgotten his glasses, couldn't find his glasses, what page
where he was.
And then we went back to the prayer after the collection, didn't we?
Where are my glasses? So somebody had to tell him he'd left them at the
altar.
Altar.
No, it was... We'd got distractions, and then when we suddenly chip in with all these choruses... No, didn't go down too well with me, that didn't have to be. On a family service, fair enough when you've got the family service,
yeah,
and it's all, you know, bits of this and bits
yeah.
of that. But there again, I think the family service ought to be a lot shorter than it.
Well, it certainly should be, because it's for the families, for the young children, and they can't understand what it all of it is about, so it should be kept as simple and as short as possible. And the children should have their own address. Well, one address that is suitable for children. Grown-ups can sit and listen to it or close their ears.
Probably get far more response from grown-ups than children.
But some of these children's addresses that we've had at St Paul's, they are very interesting and you get something out of them.
Oh.
There is going to St Paul's, really. We did go there one Sunday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Is that where Mark was away?
Mm-hmm.
We could have gone today. We went on Poppy Day.
That was there.
Didn't we?
We used to go once a month, you know, when the girls were in the guides. We used to go for their parade service. And if you were at Orkley, with Mark and I used to go up with Heidi, didn't I? Walker. And we got to know all the people there.
Mm. We went there for the Christmas one, didn't we? For the midnight service.
Well, I didn't because I wasn't here.
Oh, no.
No, that's one thing I missed about Christmas. Go to town. Well, Jane did say, so I don't think there's one in the village, but if you want to go to one, I'll take you to... I live in Daventry, but then there is, yes. She said, I'll take you to one if you want to go.
I think we went in November to St Paul's, didn't we?
But it can fit so much in for an hour. And it's not rushed.
And it's for the children.
But it never lasts more than an hour, whatever it goes. Peter goes on and on and on.
Yes, and of course, it rather like it seems has happened last week. If it seems to have got a bit of time, it seems to need to have to extend
finish.
It. Yeah.
It's not going to finish before 12 o'clock at the earliest. Choose what? I don't know whose idea it is that it goes on and on.
Yeah, the 8:30, 8 o'clock service is a lot more, seems a lot more compact. I know you haven't got the hymns, but it seems to start, go on and finish, you know, it. It's all there.
That Sandy when Hazel was here, and I she didn't want to go, so I said I'd stay with her and cook the dinner. When you came back, he said, "It's a good job you didn't come. You didn't finish till 12:30. You came straight home and you were here about."
That's right. What was that Sunday? There was something fond and then something extra. Yes. That was a long one, wasn't it?
I know when you came in, you said, "Well, it's a good job you didn't come."
I remember.
Because I don't think you stayed for coffee and you didn't get home till. It was about 10 to 1, wasn't it? Because everything was cooked when you when you got here. Well, it's ridiculous, I think.
What service is it next week? Don't know. Friday this today, wasn't it?
Peter was saying, you know, Peter. You know, I just wondered if I put it on their Christmas card. Did you? I gave it you, didn't I? No, somebody would have noticed that. It's alright, Peter used to live facing down at Malton. He was saying about the charismatic, how long their services go on. It's about 3 hours. But he said, you know, they take the flasks or the lunch and they just walk out and have a break if they want to and then go back in. I thought, well, it's not a good idea then.
Well, Tasha went down to one or two with Joyce, didn't she?
She and...
Was it 6 o'clock and come back at 9?
Yes.
Are you ready for a cup of tea?
That'll be very nice.
Do you manage a cup of tea?
I'll manage a cup of tea and then I'll pop off. Thank you.
No, it's 3:45.
What now?
Yes. Well, I looked at that.
Time fly.
I thought, well, I'm sure it's 3:45 by and checked on my. See your eyes keep going off. She's only got in there. Every noise I hear, I can see her eyes going around. Where'd you go for your physio, Queens?
No, I'm having it privately, like I've had the other, you know, on my, well, similar to Boop, yeah. So it's on Regent Street.
Did you get good treatment in the hospital?
I was only there a couple of days, but yes, it was very good.
Did you find it lonely in a room on your own?
No. Well, I mean, the first day... I went in at 7:30 in the morning and I was in the operation theatre before 8:45 that same morning, so that morning was taken up. In the afternoon and the evening, Chris came in the evening and Bob, the curate, our former curate, came. I phoned him up, let him know I was going in, and he's not too far away, you see, so I asked him if he'd like to pop in, so he did, about 11:30. Then I'd friend come in the afternoon and can't remember whether I had anybody in the evening or not. Then Sunday, then Sunday The surgeon was coming in about lunchtime, round about lunchtime, and I was expecting to go after that. And prior to that, I didn't know she was coming. One of the nuns, I was in the convent. I didn't see a nun at all. Most of them were just ordinary nursing staff. Just popped in to see how I was, and we had a long chat about various things, work and church and the country and
What in the world's awry?
quite good. So time
That's
didn't
fine.
drag at all.
I was in Prague when I had a hysterectomy, and but I think I was so ill, I was glad really that I was on my own then.
Actually, I did not see another patient at all.
Well, I didn't. I
Because,
was in 10 days,
yeah.
and I never saw anybody else. My sister-in-law, she had to go just before Christmas, had to rather suddenly. She was diagnosed in the summer as having diverticulitis, and they can't sort a diet out to keep her really well, and she's in terrible pain, and they rushed her off for a scan. And she goes privately because Vernon, I think actually he's his pupa that he's in. He joined when he first came out. And she wrote to me and she said, "Oh, feel so lonely. There's nobody to talk to. I got nobody to see or anything." And she felt a bit, well, she wasn't really that ill,
Yeah.
but I think she could have done with a bit of Camden, of course.
Yeah, there are pros and cons, aren't there?
Though quite a little way from the
Thank
hospital.
you.
So that also got her cousin staying with them. So Vernon was trying to take his cousin out to see the sort of surrounding district
Thank you.
a bit, so that
Thank
he
you.
couldn't spend all the time with Wynne.
Hey,
Yeah.
Edward. Are you going to sort Fred's cushion out then?
Yes, I don't mind stitching up. I said I really I couldn't sit and do it now. I would have probably bothered. That sounds mean, doesn't it? I just felt I couldn't be bothered to
Well, no
sit and
problem.
do it. Well, you want to be doing decently.
Yes. Have to sort out the covers for these.
Yes. You can't decide what colour to have, can you?
Bluey green does go.
It does, if you can get anything else to match it.
I'll see if I can get some candles. That colour. I can see you. That's going to be all right. You look good. You look good.
You've been since Tasha got married, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we must have had this because when did this come? August? September?
When the end of September, I think. End of September. Lived in October. No, end of September. For our old age, this is. The other one was bitten a bit low for us, wasn't it?
Yes. Wasn't that the springs had gone? It was just low when you had it, wasn't it? It still looks like.
Well, it must have been since we were
positive spay drive. No, not spay drive, but pallets.
No, we'd only had it 3 or 4 years, most of them went to Malta. And Pam said then, oh, if ever you get rid of this, just let me know, it's just right for me. She's only short,
she's only
isn't
short,
she? She said, so many chairs are so deep that my legs are dangling. She said, whereas this one, it's so comfortable and I can get my feet on the floor. And it must have been, oh, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. Must be at least 2-3 years ago when we were talking about umming and ahhing. And she said, well, don't forget, if ever you want to lose this, just let me know. Yes, right, no, we're not losing it. Of course, when we decided, rang her up. Oh, great, so at last I can have my chair.
Well, she was going to have a three-piece suite, actually. She lives in a bungalow, and of course the settee was a six-foot settee, which they don't make now. And she found that she couldn't get the settee and the chairs in, because if you remember, they were sort of open arm, they were very wide. Anyway, she had the settee. She brought a friend with her with a, well, I think it was one of these Range Rovers that you can seat, you know, about seven, and he dropped the seats down and got the settee in. I don't know how he managed it. And I think the chairs, Malcolm phoned, was it the homeless, a shelter, one of those organisations, and they came and picked them up. Which, and so the chairs, they went to an organisation, didn't they, who, Samaritans, no.
Family First.
Family First.
Family First.
They brought a huge van, and they were so pleased, these men that came for them. But it is felt so hard, didn't you, when we first had it, when we sat on it.
But it's not as hard as one that we tried, because we wanted a firm one. We wanted something firm, but nice and matte. I like it.
It is,
it's firm but not hard.
He felt it out on the first morning when he came in and I sat on it. I thought, well, I'm sure it didn't feel like the one we tried in the shop, didn't feel like this. So.
And you just put your head back and close your eyes and that's it.
We tried one yesterday in Jessers and I think you had to pull me out, didn't you?
Yeah, you see, well, when we were looking, you see so many. And you think, oh, that looks nice. Oh, some of them are just so squadgy and, well, nice if that's how you want to sit in a chair, but we felt we wanted something
right
with a bit
for
more
the
support.
Young ones, yes. It's alright when you're young to have a sink into one. I think it was last Monday when I was next door for coffee. I don't know what brought it up. Nora said something about her. Is she allowed on the settee now? I said, oh goodness, yes. That's why they bought a leather one, so she can go on it.
Well, no, it wasn't really.
I said, all the information about it when he came, he said it was the best type of covering if you've got dogs or cats.
Doesn't sit on the settee much, does she?
No. I don't know, she does in the morning quite often. She sits
on a cushion.
Yeah.
Took a long time before she'd sit in that chair.
But at night time, if you're not in, she sits in that chair waiting with her head up waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. It took a long time before she would sit in there though. Okay.
Yes.
Mm. Quite good, comfy.
Well, she wants to go to sleep, but she also wants to know what is happening.
No, the only thing.
Alright, Skeeper, all right. What's your favourite noise? Time's up and do home 7.
Half 6, 10.
Long day, isn't it, when he goes at 7:30 in the morning.
It is.
Where will he be now? Orkley. Evensong at Orkley. So he will have seen Hazel, I should think. But he was going to come straight back.
Clearly cleared up. As long as the fog doesn't come down again.
Looking a bit misty. I was wondering whether to go over to Langley after collecting Heidi. Half 4.
There for 5. Well, I might come past when I want to turn out again.
Well,
when
I thought I was wondering.
Because it stopped raining. It was raining quite heavily when I took Heidi up.